Dr. Pam Popper, 614-523-8716. Good morning, everybody. I am so glad that more attention is being directed at the dietary causes of Alzheimer's disease and the fact that most people can maintain sharp cognitive skills if they adopt a wellness forum style diet and stick with it. A new study shows that modifications in the brain that are related to the development of Alzheimer's disease seem to be different based on a combination of genes and diet. The study involved 20 older adults who were average age of 67 who were cognitively normal, and 27 also average age 67 adults with mild cognitive impairment. One group ate a diet with 45% of calories from fat, 25% of calories from saturated fat, and a high glycemic index, while the other group ate a diet with 25% of calories from fat, 7% from saturated fat, and a low glycemic index. The researchers then measured the levels of certain types of beta amyloid in the cerebrospinal fluid. Now, it's already known that adults with Alzheimer's disease have higher plasma levels of beta amyloid and deposits in the brain. The participants with mild cognitive impairment had higher beta amyloid levels than those with normal cognitive function. But here was the important part. The low saturated fat diet decreased beta amyloid levels, while the higher saturated fat diet increased levels. The results were stronger in the adults with both mild cognitive impairment and genetic predisposition to developing Alzheimer's disease, but the take-home point is that the diet had an effect regardless of genetic predisposition. And along that same line about diet and lifestyle choices, I was so pleased to see an article in our local newspaper recently reporting the findings from, the presentations that were made at a conference on Alzheimer's disease, that staying active is one of the most important things in terms of preventing Alzheimer's disease, and staying at work can be helpful. The presenter said for each additional year of work, the risk of getting dementia is reduced by 3.2%. This particular scientist was the leader of the study. It was a government research agency in France. And the presentation was made at a conference in Boston. The article featured a woman who's 90 years old, who's been a receptionist for 8 years at this contracting service in Alexandria, Virginia. And she said she was grateful that the company was willing to hire her at the age of 82. And so some of you might be listening to this and thinking, my gosh, I don't want to be working when I'm 90 years old. Well, maybe you don't want to be doing what you're doing right now, but you want to be doing something, because letting yourself the brain will atrophy. The old use it or lose it adage is very appropriate when it comes to brain function. So in any case, eat well, stay mentally active, stay physically active, and you can be mentally sharp until your dying days. That's all for now, and have a great day.